The nasal vaccine generates immune responses in the nose, the throat, the lung, whereas intramuscular vaccines generate immune responses mostly in systemic circulation. So the location of immune cells are important because they're right there to combat the virus infection when the virus enters through these respiratory tissues. But also we establish a different kind of antibodies called IgA. And the IgA gets secreted into that mucus layer, and it can trap the virus before it enters our cells. We think that the mucosal vaccines provide a much more resilient form of vaccination, which can withstand the mutations that the viruses accumulate. One of the reasons it can do so is because of the IgA molecule having two arms instead of one arm to hold on to the virus. And it allows for even the mutant to be bound and prevented from encountering the host cells. And so we believe that this kind of mucosal vaccines would be effective against variants of various different types of viruses, including SARS-CoV-2.
And we're talking here simply about a spray into the nose. Is it that straightforward?
Yes, a spray in the nose or something akin to the flu mist. It doesn't require any needles or special device to deliver the vaccine.